adventures in pathfinding. This podcast is a live recording of friends drinking beer, playing Pathfinder, and cracking wise. One of them barely understands the rules, one of them is constantly fighting falling asleep, two of them are brothers, and the other one hates the theme to Baywatch. We take you now to Adventures in Pathfinding. Alright, guys. Okay, now we're recording.
Welcome back.
Everybody. Welcome back. This is the first time I've been here. Hi, voices in my head. There aren't voices in my head.
Alright, so last time we had a lot of talking.
Sure was pun last time, eh, guys?
Azel jumped in the cage.
Azel lost her mind from feeling so torn about killing Heimlich.
She don't care.
She can't. Everybody cares.
I'm going to guess.
I don't care.
Why didn't you like Heimlich? She was fun.
He tried to get me to change pots.
Cool, worked for Snarbar.
We had some water dumped on some heads.
yeah, we did.
Ron.
Some fire thrown in people's faces.
You guys got a 500k prisoner just hanging out. No one's taking advantage of that. She's purdy, apparently.
I gave her
500k.
A ring. I gave her a ring. She's
I don't find her purdy.
Oh, jeez. No, don't even justify it.
Drown.
Okay, so I think we were just about ready to rest, and we're gonna home alone this place a bit.
Yep. You're gonna.
Okay, so I'll say to one of my colleagues, I'll be like, "Hey, I see you got some Alchemist fire there. Can I borrow one? I'm gonna set up a little trap in case somebody tries to come in through the door."
I don't know you.
That's right, Eric does have like 10 bottles
That's,
of shit on top
well,
of whatever he had before.
Yeah, I'll just be like, well, it's only gonna be waste. It's only gonna be used if somebody does try to come in here. If not, though, I mean, you can just have it back. I'm cute. Did I mention that?
Nope.
All right.
I'll give you 3.
Oh, I only need 1. I'll take 2.
I'll give you 3.
Okay, so I'm gonna go over to the door and like set up a rope with the Optimus fire like hanging over the door and like in such a way that if somebody walks through the door,
William,
it'll trip the rope and the Optimus fire will fall on top of them.
Mage hand it once he sets it, get it off.
Alright, well, you guys are discussing traps, whatever.
Do I have to roll for that?
Tenpenny goes over and sets up her bed right next to the fire.
Sure.
She's like,
shotgun!
Like, just right.
What's a
fire.
Gun? I don't like guns. Azel.
She's a shotgun, everyone goes,
I arch my back up in fear.
Yeah.
I look at Azel, you got your new one fixed yet?
I live in a cage in a hole.
She's not in the cage, is she? What?
No, she jumped out when you were talking about putting Ron in there.
What's your guy's name, David Charbart?
Snarbart.
Just say it differently every time, it's close enough.
S C H N A R R.
So how is this trap gonna work?
Well, pretty much like I'll tie it so that the Alchemist fire.
You have
a rope.
You have a rope.
Yeah. And I have a grappling hook and a spyglass.
All right, so I'll just make it.
Zeresh, I got a task for you.
Yeah, how does it work, Ryan, when you make traps?
Well, no, I got the traps up, but there's just, like, a huge selection, so I was just going to simplify it and make it drop the damage down and make it one of these traps, because it would just be Alchemist Fire as opposed to, like, Fireball.
Yeah. No, it would just fall on top of their head and hopefully smash.
So that counts. Okay, so that's not... So it's not a spell.
What do you want from me, little man?
Are you
little? I'm not little. I'm about the same height as you. I've been less a wise.
I'll remember that for later.
Why don't you have to worry about you hitting me. You get my support and everything. I also talk better.
I was thinking, go around, take
you
the
play
body in position. Dead body is in position. I'm looking out.
All right, so
I like what you're saying. I like you're saying.
All right, what I'll do is I'll make it a tripwire trap, and then I'll do the damage for the Alchemist Fire.
Guys, let's play Pathfinder in Pathfinder.
Okay, but we're going to be like us. I want to play a 30-year-old male named David.
I want to play a guy that uses a magic screen and puts little numbers in it and makes stuff pop up.
Yeah.
We call it a
it's called the future.
Pro Grammar.
Ooh, is that one of the new classes?
Yeah.
I want to be a secretary that fails at the job of looking good in a miniskirt. Well, with your body, I don't
you're
see
playing
that's
in the
possible.
Wrong decade.
So I think I'm going to do what my friend Nero
suggested,
and I'm going to Home Alone this. And I want to tie up and kind of rig the dead bodies up in front of windows.
Play no, rocking around
wait,
the Christmas
wait,
tree.
Wait. Oh, wait, so they move?
So,
forgot they did that.
Yeah.
This is just, oh, by the way, we're not playing Pathfinder anymore. This is just Home Alone.
Yeah, it's called Home Alone. We've
actually always been playing Home Alone.
Yes.
We're just trying to find the home.
We just
finally
found our home.
Hey, by the way, Rob, I'm sorry we're using your friend's dead bodies this way.
Yeah.
No, we're not. No, because we're going to hook Ron up. He's going to have to move around all night to make sure they move.
He's just kind of shivering. He's just like, whatever, man.
Yeah, all this moving around will keep you warm.
You'll get to go see your family.
Soon enough.
Soon enough.
Just sit down by the fire. Don't die.
Okay, so... explain to me what you guys want to do with these bodies.
fuck them, right?
Yeah, I think.
They have diseases.
Wait,
I got diseases.
No, they're
I help.
That dead.
I help. Yes, Lance jumps right in.
No, we're basically just kind of
no.
The chairs throughout the kitchen building, basically propping them into the chair, so it looks like somebody's watching out the window.
Yep.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And
okay.
You've got the what's-his-nuts upstairs. You get him, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, that should right, be the
so
one
they
we
were,
somehow managed to
make a move.
Yeah.
Five bodies outside.
Yep.
I'll go drive.
No.
Wait,
no,
I go.
Don't go outside.
No,
outside.
Hold on.
Three
hold
outside.
On,
or three
on.
Inside, sorry.
I'm going to go. Drive's going to go back to another comment from last session where I said, they know we're here. They see all these things we killed and went inside and killed.
Can they see inside the building, though?
Well,
I'm sure if we go in the front room.
Can I?
Well, they did spot Willem.
Just for fun, I want to go out and drag one of the dead bodies and say, look what the cat dragged in.
Oh, you actually doing that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
So you're dragging one of the bodies in?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I say, look
man,
at the
cat. Here we go.
All right, you do it. Your little crunch of snow needs a cute little claws.
and plus the strict snows, not the strict, whatever it is. I waved at it.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, as Zerash pointed out, it's probably safe to assume that you guys, they
know we're here. Well, let's just board it up.
They know we're here, at least.
That's all right. And we trap some things. Let's trap as many things as we can.
The idea is when it goes to night, there's going to be a low light from the fire. Unless they have low light or dark vision. All they're going
to
be able to do is see a shadow in the window.
Should we alchemist fire this door as well?
Well, Faye are from the shadow plane, aren't they? Like related
to?
No,
you're thinking of shadow creature people.
But aren't Faye descended from like weird?
No,
they're
fairies.
Shut up, cat.
As long as you don't use it for your character, they're from. It's called the First World.
See, I knew they're from a different world. Justified, I say.
But no, your character
to himself.
Well,
like, what else isn't paying attention to?
His favorite enemy are Faye. You might know a little something about him.
That's
shut up.
Yeah. Meow. I said meow. I did the opposite of purring.
Oh.
I guess it means we gotta put it down. Come on, that's all you're getting good at this.
Everyone's like, no, let me. No.
Well, is there... Oh, and I'll be like, hey, Tenpenny, do you have, like, any lard or anything that you use to cook? We could grease up the floor in front of the door.
She's like, no.
You don't have any lard. Butter?
I'm not a cook.
Yes, you are.
I made soup.
Did you cook it?
No. It was an accident before.
Where are you from? Where do you put lard in soup?
Well, I'm just saying, in the kitchen, do you have any...
I'm an orc. What kind of a taste do you have?
I'm not saying you make soup with the lard. I'm just asking if in the kitchen you happen to have lard.
No.
You don't have any butter?
No.
What do you have in there?
Do you hear that? I don't hear a cow.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. And I heard a bunch of carrots and onions in there when you were making soup.
You think it's possible
she's like,
that those guys would be converted back to undead?
I thought you were my friend.
We
Come
are
on.
Friends.
I don't know.
You're
being rude to me. I just
you're
asked,
being rude.
I asked a simple question.
You seem to die pretty quick.
I'm not a cook, okay?
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm better than that.
But I'm sorry, but you were in charge of cooking, right?
Dump them in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And did
dump
you just, I'm just asking if there's any butter or
no,
butter
I think
there.
You just, like, cut their
No, there was,
okay.
We had stuff for soup, and that was it.
Right.
And I was going to raid some farms nearby.
Okay, and
I approve your
And
I
kind of hug her.
I need
be like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to fight.
Because I don't have one.
She's like, it's okay, this scratches your ear.
Do you got a hammer?
You say that in character. Do you have anything that cuts stuff in your ass? Let me see.
If not, there's probably a kitchen with a butcher knife.
I have my giant.
You guys hear Ron, he's like shivering.
I got my great axe.
You just see a weasel? That would be Paula Shore. Weasel. I did it for him. It's fine.
Thank you.
He's like, did you see giant weasel?
What's
giant you? Weasel?
Yeah, and he's like, you know what a weasel is?
Yeah, where what?
Like a big one.
You see a giant weasel?
Have you seen one? It's out there, man.
Oh.
You're slowly turning to everybody.
No.
He's going to die anyway.
Actually, Zarash, give me like an intelligence roll. Make this a memory thing from your time spent children.
Not everything's for killing.
You don't know what he's talking about.
Not everything's for killing.
Can I do a heal check on him? Try to make him feel better?
There's killing words.
You can try.
I surrender, then just kill me.
What's that when they say that?
Just a moment.
I feel like I'm getting really influenced again by that Joe Abercrombie book, because I just finished the last one that had Barbarian. That's how they talk. I'm not
correct. What was it again, a 13?
Yeah, 13.
Do you ever finish any of that one you started?
He doesn't seem to have any effect. He seems to, he's just kind of like, you know, he's like, thanks for trying.
Well, what I was talking to Willem here about is, what if these dead things come back to life like the two skeleton things Big Boss Man had?
Are you just like telling that to everybody?
I'm just like throwing it out there.
Okay.
Well, you can either, I see two options for you if you want to be safe. Is A, you can do your normal chopping thing you do, or B, just throw all their bodies in the cage.
But we're not going to use them outside now as little shadow puppets?
Well,
I think we decided we don't need
them. Or not outside, but you know what I mean.
Well, if they're tied up, I mean, they're not going to be able to do anything anyway. And that would make it look more realistic.
Smash their legs.
Right.
After listening to every 10 pages, I'll just hand. She just keeps it raised until somebody...
Yes, Tenpenny, do you have something to contribute?
Yes, and I have a follow-up as well.
All right, the floor's open.
She's like,
Tenpenny? Don't call her that.
Use a necro...
Mancer?
Yeah. Necromancer.
Man dude would have been acceptable.
Across the bridge, he was practicing, and... Yeah, I mean, it's possible it could happen, but I don't know. I don't know nothing about
across the bridge the where the bitch thing is?
Yeah, where Zoes was hanging out.
Zoes.
I don't know. She goes over the window and she takes a look out. Yeah, she says, I don't see it anymore, but Zoe's watching over the bridge. And
I don't know if I like that.
I don't think I do.
He used to practice across the bridge.
All right. Are we home alone this enough?
I think so. We need to rest. I need to get
some
stuff
back.
So
explain to me where the bodies are.
Should we be putting, like, Optimus by
the
door?
Because, that's the
door.
This is a balcony.
Okay.
I know this door needs
like,
I can
put another trap over here.
Okay, so you have... Who are you taking the Alchemist Fire from? Is from your own?
Yeah, he gave me three.
He gave you three? Did you...
So, one.
That's a window.
But, I mean, you guys trap it up as much as you want. That's just the wall. This is a shed outside.
Do we have long swords we can just kind of make so that if you open the window...
You
have
short swords off the bandits.
That's true.
If you want to touch them.
I guess on the front, on the front door, I'll just put two up on the spider's one, and then one on the other one.
Alright, I'll say it's,
And I'll ask my Oracle friend
we'll do,
if he'll heal me before
you guys trapping up everything. We'll do, about 2 hours have passed.
Can we make some sort of, short sword, weapon trap for the windows, guys?
Yeah, just show me which windows.
How many short swords?
Unless you're going back outside to grab them, David grabbed a corpse that would have had one on it.
So three.
There was three inside already. Ron dropped his. He has no.
I hope nothing happens
tonight.
All right. Well, we need to also barricade these doors as well. Is that where we're at?
Yeah, I think we should get those beds.
We're barricading every door that we can.
Well, any window we don't have sword trap on, put a bed in front of.
Yeah. So we're doing like
this will have a door. There's a bed there. Bed.
I really hope nothing happens.
Bed.
Just
how many beds are there?
Because we have this fortified fortress.
How many beds do we
have? Peace for the night. Sun comes up.
If we have enough beds, there's a bed in front of each one of these.
Yeah, I'll ask Ron to go into the sick room and grab a bunch of beds.
No, I don't want those beds.
Well, we use them as barricades.
Ron, carry these beds out, you weak fool.
Well, I mean, I'll venture in there if need be.
Fire's out here.
I'll go in.
God damn it, what are you doing?
Okay.
You're going to get your fur all dirty.
I'll look in the chest.
And I'll look in the chest for a minute.
Alright, there's nothing in the chest.
Alright, so I'll just grab
Ron's like, told you so.
And then I grab the matches and I come back out and say, look what the cat dragged in again!
Oh, nice.
Everybody
smallpox.
But hey, guys,
Ron's
can you
like,
hear me?
Just kill me.
What was that movie? I can't think of it. The Night of the Living Dead? Was that it? The one we saw? The Rift Tracks one?
Yeah,
and he kept boarding up the entire house.
Yeah,
that's kind of what I'm imagining we're doing.
And then Azelle is the girl in that!
She's just this weird.
What? Where's my brother?
So who's in the basement with the
sick
kid?
Are you?
Yeah,
either of you two injured at all?
I am slightly injured.
And you know that movie's public domain?
Yeah, that's why the Rift Track had that. Yeah.
He fucked up. Somebody fucked up the copyright. Like,
that's funny.
George Romero messed up the copyright, so it was almost like immediately in public domain.
You heal 2 hit points overnight. Not now, overnight.
He did the same thing to me.
What are you doing to us overnight?
You'll check.
This is my little secret.
Oh, so instead of doing the original one, we need two.
Can I do
Why are
you check
standing
on
so close
that?
To me?
Huh?
Can I do that on myself and do it too?
It's freaky.
I think you only get it from one effect.
Oh, okay. What's the line from that movie that everybody ever says?
They're coming to get you, Bob.
That's what it is.
Bob.
I thought it was awesome as a kid, like awesome bad type. And then
thing.
As I got older and rewatched, I'm like, wow, the acting is fucking atrocious.
Yeah,
like, realize that this is not believable.
And that woman, was she like actually fucked up at the beginning of that movie? Because she like
did not say
anything.
That was I don't know what was going on. She was like normal, and then went from like to like kind of catatonic, and then just how does language work? Like at some moment,
this is ridiculous.
I'll take first watch.
Do you know that was one of the first leading roles of a black male?
Yep. Mm-hmm. He got shot.
Starting
a new trend.
He was all the last one to die, though.
Just to reiterate here, show me where I want to take note of this, so I want to make sure you get this correct in case something happens. You never know.
Do you want to write?
I do like the Yeti.
Who's got rope? Let's tie up this guy.
I think I've used up my rope. I mean, I've set two traps.
If we go by the squares, you would need about 5 feet of rope for each trap.
Okay, I got some more wrap.
And you had, it's probably 50, I think it's 50 automatically.
Yeah.
We can rip up some sheets or something if we need to. But we set some traps.
You guys need to go, when your parents ground you, you need to climb out a window, you guys got plenty of sheets.
Sheets just got real.
The puns up.
I'm okay all that.
Alright, so I know the doors, at least these two doors, have been trapped with Alchemist Fire. This window?
This is the end.
This window? So explain to me how this trap is working. There's just a sword dangling above this?
I don't know what they did.
I'm like,
no, there's just a sword. We just put a sword on there.
Yeah.
Sword.
Do you have traps making?
No, I don't. I was just wondering what we could do there.
Why don't you ask me?
Is there a way we can make it so
Yeah, we can do that. We'll have it like it's hanging back here, and then when somebody opens the window, it gives slack, and then the sword will. yeah. fly towards him.
Nice.
I was thinking more of hanging it above. I think like Willem was first new one, then when something happens to it, kind of that.
Yeah, I mean,
you do the same thing. Yeah,
or we just do nothing there and just do it right here at the doorway.
Yeah,
yeah,
we should probably do the doorway instead of dealing with two. That one, should, there's two windows here. We should definitely.
Okay, so should it fall or come at them?
Come at them.
Argentina's like, all right, where's my bed?
Who's making my bed? It's in this hole. you can sleep in that one dude's bed, but it's by a window. I wouldn't suggest sleeping in there alone. We're all going to sleep by the fire.
Is that the biggest bed?
I would assume. I haven't measured all the beds. Okay.
I will be in there.
It's not. There's a window in there.
I guess I'll sleep in there with her.
Did your money make you stupid?
To protect
sleeping on the floor, I hope.
Did your money make
definitely.
You stupid? Argentina?
Yeah, she didn't have to work there.
She just rolls her eyes.
Alright, so she's
don't
sleeping
cry
in the bed.
For me, Argentina.
So I can split up the reward.
I'll sleep on the floor in here.
For everybody else.
I already have money. My parents have money.
They did an excellent job.
Alright, so we have...
I hate when rich people talk right now.
Second.
Okay,
Rasma.
So... Great.
Rasma.
I've got the alchemist fire explained. The swords.
Yeah. So what happened... There's just one, I guess. So we have three swords. Should we do it three times?
Six swords, actually.
Here's a crazy idea.
You have six sword swords,
we'll
yes.
prop a bed up against it. We'll shove the sword through it, so if they're dumb enough to run through it really quick... They'll run into the sword.
Yeah.
Easy.
Okay,
I like
that one. There are three beds in here. Rockar's bed, which has been taken. And then there's Tenpenny's room, which was here. And that has a bed as well. And then that is it for the beds.
There's no upstairs.
If we drag a bed out here, will you sleep in this van room, this room, Argentina?
I suppose.
Or you could go back in the hole.
Alright, so just come around here on the bed. I'll drag the bed out for her and say, look what the cat dragged into you!
Jesus. I walk up, smack in the back head, three times is enough. No more today.
No more today. No more.
Right. Yeah, it's a three-time day.
Since you granted me the extra heal bonus, I won't claw you.
You get to the water gun out. Don't do it.
I am buying one.
I should bring one of those upstairs down.
Alright, I think we got everything set up, right?
I think so.
Think so? Okay, just real quick, everybody give me a fortitude save.
Is Cole really?
Yay.
No.
22.
19.
13. 19. 22. Zero. 19.
19.
Willem.
Zeresh. 13 for Zeresh.
Okay.
19 for Willow.
Good job. Nice.
Thank you.
Oh, well, that's all.
Thank you. What a nice
team. That's a good roll. Zeresh was kind of close there.
Yeah,
he passed them.
If it
had
a pinch, I could have just
what
threw it
on
a braid.
What a nice team.
I wasn't expecting everybody to make their rolls.
So what did we... so none of us.
We don't know what.
I don't even know. You know, sometimes I just have to get
I guess the dragon shows up.
Yeah,
you got 42.
Well,
there's
to
the
not shit your pants.
I'll take first watch, and as I'm sitting there watching by the fire, I will sharpen weapons and various.
You can stare at Randall.
I love killing.
Just gonna sharpen.
Killing is my friend.
You know what rhymes with Ron? Murder.
So, I'll take second watch, and since
and
I have,
I'll also be doing hymns to Phrasma.
Tenpenny offers to take the third watch.
Okay. During my watch, since I have cartography as a craft, I'm gonna map out the surrounding.
Do you have traps and cartography?
Yeah.
So wait, but your cartographer is a profession.
No, it's under craft.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you have cartography.
Yeah.
Okay.
For my profession as an innkeeper, naturally.
All right, so I'm just going to assume everyone's bedding on, like, a floor for the night.
Well, except for Her Majesty.
Except for,
yes,
she's
lady.
Like, you know it.
I got a bedroll.
I curl up at the foot of her bed.
I got a bedroll.
You have a bedroll? Yeah, if you have bedrolls, I would suggest using it.
Oh, wait.
I'm smart, and I bought the supplies you need when you travel.
I'm assuming you guys are going to be gathered around the fire.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a spotty glass.
I'll take whatever watch. What watch would I have? Fourth watch?
That's the only
night watch.
Oh.
How long are you
going to...
While we're all awake. I'm on watch, guys.
Alright, I'm going to assume that everyone beds
wait,
down.
What are we doing before?
Sorry.
What?
Before we go to sleep, I'm going to give Princess What's-Her-Name my signal whistle.
Okay.
Oh, and before we go to sleep, can I go around the windows with my spyglass and see if I see anything afar? Like
at night?
Coming?
I have low light. Okay, yeah. Go ahead. Right. Well, wait, you're doing that now?
Yeah, right before we go to bed, I'm just like...
Okay, you're going to each window?
Well, I guess I'll do it during my watch.
We have all the watches covered, unless you want to take
I'm doing second.
Oh, you're doing second. Sorry. Okay, yeah, if you want to do that during your watch.
Okay.
And Azel's taking all three.
Yeah. Azel running around outside naked.
I don't know if you guys want that.
Cluster mind.
With a bunch of pheromones on it.
Let me do some DM craft here real quick. You guys can tell me what you're drinking.
All right, Ryan, tell me about an obscure... rule in Pathfinder that most people want to know about.
I don't know any.
Or just an interesting
rule. Yeah, they're not obscure.
A rule that you
know
find interesting.
Yeah, like, I love it. I know some of the ones that come up most commonly that annoy the shit out of me is you can't put wands on weapon cord because they're not classified as weapons.
You can't put wands on what?
Weapon cords.
Weapon cords
is like if you get disarmed or you fall prone, you don't drop your weapon.
It's
like a swift action grab instead of having to like grab as a get opportunity attack.
Why can't you put a wand on it?
Because it's not classified as a weapon.
The reason is
my buddy's barbarian.
Uh-huh.
He made sure he's level 11 right now. He has a 19 to use magic device, so he just has to roll a 1, so he doesn't even roll for the use magic device for his wands. When we know there's combat coming, or he has a couple rounds, he'll be like, a large person, leaded blade. And with them on wand, weapon cords, he can just be like, no issue. Or like, my sorcerer, I can just be like, oh, I know some kind of bad spell effect or something. Dragon's breath's gonna go off. Bestow grace. Give me everyone +6 to their saves.
But what if you just say, I'm gonna take some string, tie it to my wand, and then tie the other one to my wrist?
I don't know if that one will work.
We found two ways to
get around it.
Mm-hmm.
The easiest one is to pick up the spell weapon wand. You cast on the weapon, it opens up, you put your wand in it, and you tie it to the weapon.
What if you tape a wand to a weapon?
Are you ready to go, Mr. DM?
I am.
That was Ryan's rule corner.
Ron's rule corner.
Ryan's rule corner. It's so cold in here.
Do you know your Pathfinder rules?
Yeah, and if anybody does know, Ryan knows a lot about Pathfinder.
I'm only playing 4 days a week.
Yeah, that's
it. How much 3.5 did you play too? Did you play a lot of it?
I played a lot of it, but that was about 5 years ago, 6 years ago. I played a lot of 4th edition until about a year ago.
That's what I started on, was 4th edition.
I've never played it, but that's just the one I always hear complaints about.
I really like the idea of the Warlord class. I know they have it through one, so the Marshal or something.
Yeah, you keep talking about it.
Warlord was so much fun.
Class.
I mean, telling everybody
like
else to attack for you, to stand attacks.
Couldn't you say no?
Yeah, but not really, because it was your attack. It was your attack.
Isn't that an Inquisitor kind of like that? I don't know. I guess Inquisitor kind of sounds like a Marshal.
No, I just love it. Because, one of the Penny Arcade games, the guy that was playing them, he was just like, come on, you can do it! Like, he's like this good-natured
like
coach. Yeah, it was awesome. It was really funny. But no, after playing one, I was like, this is fucking awesome. Like, they're so much fun.
I just don't like being told what to do.
But no, it's more of like encouragement.
Now, Shimmers, go attack him.
Yeah. I use it to attack.
He's like, you can do
that. It's that and some people
do it for
don't
me.
Look at it. It's like they're telling you to attack. They're like presenting to you like they're open strike now.
And then do you still get your own move? Or do you waste it?
You still get yours.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then that's not bad.
It's there. It's basically, it's like a long-range standard action, essentially.
Okay. Anyway.
All right.
Back to the game.
That's flashback for a deep...
So...
just got done with the rule corner with Ryan. Now we're moving on to
your
flashback.
Yeah.
So all the other game rules.
Eric, what do you think about D&D 4th edition?
How about D&D 2nd edition?
Yeah, that would be...
loved it.
I could see some D&D 1st edition.
Never played it.
Hard. Alright, so we'll jump into nap time.
Okay.
Why is there a nymph in the middle of
fallen,
a dungeon?
The temperature seems to have fallen as well.
The thing of the fire.
And plenty of bodies burned. Ron seems to have improved. He doesn't seem to be as cold. He's laying next to the whore on the wooden floor, but he doesn't seem to be as sick. Zarash is on watch. Your watch goes by peacefully. Nothing seems to have occurred.
I'm watching Ron the whole time.
Just walking around.
I like killing.
Or are you just standing above Ron?
Yep, standing above him.
And he's just staring at
he's
you.
Like, I'm trying to get better here, man. At least wait till I sleep.
then right before I go to sleep.
Right. Motion the slitting of the neck.
Yep. Jamaican necktie, or Colombian necktie, I don't remember what it's called.
Colombian
necktie.
David is checkmating all the minis.
Well, they're sleeping.
Yep, except for you.
Oh,
you are watch.
Yeah, I'm going to go around to the windows with my spy glass and see if I can see anybody
the last
in the car.
But
it
is the last dragon.
Bruce Leroy?
Yeah.
I'll do one. Give me one perception roll, and we'll apply it to all the winners. Just to save time.
25.
Okay. I see everything.
No, seriously, they're right there. It's not scary.
No, I killed them. I see.
I dragged one of them in.
I see dead people, yeah.
When do you
they're
see
cold.
Them?
Every time I kill them.
You notice the, at one of the windows you're looking at, and I wish we could do earphones and muffins, but it's not a big deal.
I wish we
muffins,
too.
Yeah, muffins.
Muffins.
Muffins is from...
Oh, blueberries.
I think it's old school.
All right, everybody, muffins up.
No, earmuffs. I always call
earmuffs.
Muffins.
Yeah,
muffins.
Yeah.
Muffins.
Put the blueberry muffins in my ears, guys.
Yeah. Muffins.
You want to write me a note?
Myself,
too. Is that serious?
No, it's not a big deal. I mean, you can interpret it anyway.
It's not a big deal.
You notice that the wind, it seems to be very windy.
And
it was windy previously, but you just noticed that at one of the windows you look out, actually,
I guess it would be, there's a ghost man outside of it. You see four fat
it would be, yeah, it would be this one.
Okay.
You just noticed the wind seemed to, like, pick up for a moment.
And I can't see anything else?
Nope, everything else seems clear. As best
I go, guys, everybody get up! Oh my god, the wind just picked up! No,
okay,
I can't
tell everybody.
Okay.
Now, I want to be that DM that's like, alright, you said it! Like, just continue on.
That would not be fun.
No one would ever be able to make a joke.
Yeah.
That'd be a wake up, walk over, burning hands, and go back to
bed. He's on the roof the whole night with all the haunches.
Okay, well, then when I'm done with that, I'm going to. Oh, yeah.
There's
more. Go ahead.
No, that's all you saw. Was there anything else you want to do before you...
I'm waiting.
Can we pause real quick?
Sure.
Before all this happened, I know we talked about this a little bit before. Do you want that Masterwork hand axe? Because it'll give you a +1.
We talked about it, and I get a... If I crit with my star knives, I get a bonus on my crit. And it's only a...
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's kind of... Yeah, it kind of... It's, bonus in different areas.
Okay. I just wondered.
And plus the star knife is a symbol of Desna, so I kind of feel like it's character appropriate.
Unpause.
Okay, was there anything else you wanted to do before you wake up 10 p.m.?
Yes, I take out my journal and I draw maps of the surrounding area that I've seen.
Just as best you can?
Yeah.
Do
you want me to roll for that?
Yeah, give me a roll and add in your bonus.
18.
Okay. So, they're going to be
one, and just like he draws a single line.
Yeah, just like.
I'm using a rock as a pencil.
Yeah. Here's a mountain.
Did I see a mountain?
I don't think you can botch that. I think it's just one of you just draw a shitty map.
Yeah, just that's what I'm just going off. It's basically. Like, sometimes, like, my handwriting, I'll go back and be like, what the fuck? What was I writing? And it's kind of like, what would happen?
Yeah.
It's like, is that a mountain or a whale? Like, what?
Did I learn Chinese?
Yeah. So, yeah, you feel like you did a pretty accurate map of just like, well, what were you doing? Just the surrounding area of the lodge?
I mean, you'd
or...
have to tell me because I got kidnapped by the...
Yeah, also I'm asking you, what did you, what of what you've seen, because you were just out in the woods
well, like, I,
on your
I was,
way to Heldrin.
Well, I was in Heldrin, and then that's where I learned that Heimlich had gone out, and then I left. So I kind of, I'll draw like a map of Helmand? what was it called?
Heldrin.
Heldrin. I'll draw a map of Heldrin and then just like the surrounding areas until I got kidnapped. And then I guess whatever best I can of this, like, or however much you want me to get done and however long that takes.
All right, well, I feel like you would still be awake while you woke up Tenpenny to take over.
Okay.
Because I feel like that would be a long time. But
yeah.
I don't know how the target works.
The eight hours, I guess it's just rest. Rest is however you think.
I mean, you are fatigued.
Yeah.
So you may want to...
Well, just whatever you say.
Maybe do like a quarter of it and then get some rest.
Okay. Yeah, fine. I can visualize.
That way you can recover.
We get full rest, right? So.
Well, it's not over yet.
Yeah, it's Tenpenny's watch now.
Do we trust her enough?
How about healing?
Well, you didn't question it.
What are we doing for healing?
When I wake Tenpenny up, can I do sense motive?
We should probably wait till see if we actually
get
healed.
Yeah, from sleep.
What?
I got one from sleep. Okay. Yeah, it's one every 8 hours, basically.
One from sleeping, and then...
What was that, four?
Okay.
One... Yeah,
you have a healer?
She's like,
I was kind of saying to her, I'd be like, you're not leaving us tonight, right, Tenpenny?
What? No, it's cold outside.
Okay.
Come here, baby.
I just wouldn't want you to leave without saying goodbye.
You get hit, like, if you're...
your role, and even just previously, because you're the one that has the best relationship with her. Yeah, you don't feel like she's... whatever the deal she made with Argentina, which she briefly mentioned prior, you don't think that she's anything to worry about.
I was going back to sleep.
Okay.
With thoughts of maps in my head.
Maps. The rules. They don't love you.
Is that what they say in the song? I always thought she was saying, wait.
I said wait.
Oh. Dustin's her band.
It is not.
I know.
What? Oh, you don't like that?
I like that song. I don't know.
That song's fine. I after seeing that documentary, Kill Your Idols, with Karen O, I do not... I don't know. She's pushing up. Yeah.
Alright.
So...
let's continue.
Anyway, so that was Music Corner.
I don't like it.
A lot of corners, man.
I love corners, but I hate music.
We're in a hexagonal room, so there's three more to go.
And we're in another way.
We're out of corners.
No, up in the upper corners.
Thank you.
Oh, shit.
Wait.
You guys
got a little. I think Dallas and home. Or your cat's got
cat.
Really big.
They stacked on top of each other.
They're actually
dogs. They're druids. Burps.
Is this fire still going?
There we go. Yeah.
Okay.
I just assumed you guys were throwing bodies in it. I wasn't thinking about your alignment. I didn't think you were going to eat it or anything.
It smelled like pork.
It smelled like long pork.
Oh, man,
it's long. Oh, and I ate a ration at some point.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Oh, yeah. If you guys were hungry, go ahead and deduct the ration off.
Ugh, did I have rations?
Well, it's like you're starting.
Oh, you're so
food.
Rich. You're so rich. You probably have fucking
caviar. I just didn't buy anything.
You go up and you're like, where's room service, guys?
You're knocking the door. Two guys come with tables to just drop down like that.
I don't mean to sound like Lady Argentina, but where's the room service?
You really don't have any rations?
I didn't know.
All right, I'll give you one.
She high-fived you.
I'll eat mine like it's the best thing ever ate.
Thanks.
I love this dried jerky attack bread.
This Civil War food.
Wait.
They won't love you like if you start singing that. Nah.
I'm sorry, I'll sing Silent Lucidity.
Yeah, thank you.
What a great song.
I got the hiccups. So, okay, are we...
We got kind of weird shit going on.
This podcast is out there.
You need to be this high to listen to this podcast.
I took one picture, I didn't think that. I'm next to the cat.
Oh.
Whatever you have to say to Eric, you can say it to all of us.
Oh, I haven't taken a
before
picture.
You say it, though, everybody look real quick.
Oh, will you take a...
Yes,
close
up
of this.
Look at our mood changes.
Yes.
Well,
you didn't take a picture.
He tried to.
Sorry,
he
didn't take it.
Figure it out.
Okay.
Move, point, and shoot.
Yeah, I did. That's what I did. Oh, I didn't do that.
When you set this up like the other ones...
Hold the button down until it goes.
What am I doing?
Well, like, you know how she took pictures of all the other ones, like, set up?
Bah.
Do you guys think of his
painting? They're awesome. I'm excited for you to paint the characters that we play. See what you do.
Yeah, we stressed out playing those.
Should we have her take her pictures of the Dark Knights?
Oh. Yeah.
What?
We got official Dark Knight figurines.
Do we know?
Yeah, we got Paizo to make them for us.
I have bad news.
What? Should we edit this out?
There are no peanut butter peas.
Oh.
Wow. Wow. That's all right. I wanted to poison this.
Yeah.
As I
was like, I lost my job.
Yeah.
Oh,
by the way.
Yeah, we sold out.
No peanut butter?
I have caramel D's and short B's, but not peanut butter
D's. You have the coffee ones?
What? There are no coffee ones.
Do you have a lemon
I you said
D's?
I was
there no, there's like regional coffee ones. But they don't get
I don't know what
Columbia.
Oh, yeah.
Are there any new ones
this
year?
I was just
year?
Trying to...
They're cranberry citrus crisp. I think it's good.
If anybody would like to order Girl Scout cookies from Allison, email the show.
Even though it'll be
oh, we took a break.
We'll try to get them to you by next week.
I'll put this episode out tomorrow. It'll be really confusing.
It's like a B-side.
Well, it wouldn't make any sense because they didn't even do the first episode. It's a bit bad. Alright, what's going on? So, I'm asleep.
Yep.
Tenpenny is up on... Is her name first name like Ten and her last name Penny?
No, that's a nickname. She never told you her real name.
I wake up. What's your real name?
No, I don't. She's like Tencent.
Oh.
It's actually 8 quarters.
Your name makes no sense.
No, it doesn't make Ten Penny.
I meant senses.
Okay, Tenpenny screams. You guys all wake up at the same time. Like, everybody get up!
Alright. I throw
like,
my
get up! Get up!
I throw my armor on as quick as I can.
Same.
She's like, there's something outside. It's up the door.
Has it been hitting the door or what?
She's like, no, I saw it come up.
Which
oh.
door?
She points to the porch one.
Oh. Okay. Well, I'll say let it come in and I'll draw my bow and kind of keep aim on the door.
Well, it's got the alchemist fire over the top.
Exactly.
I'll get my bow out ready too.
With little princess up.
Although I kind of want to put my.
Do I?
Is this how everyone's standing? Like,
I'll wake up where.
Yes.
I'll give you a moment to not as long as you don't do anything too crazy. I'll let you pick your squares. Just not too far off the fire.
Well, I think this is where the pit is.
Right,
can we close it? Can we?
I'm assuming it's closed.
Yeah, you can throw the. I'll just assume. Yeah. Just as like an OSHA safety.
Did I get enough rest for my
on the sides?
My hand of apprentice to recharge 6 times a day?
It hasn't been the whole time yet.
Damn it!
Even for that one though, I mean, not to be a dick about it, it'd have to be 24 hours before you use those again.
Really?
I think that's how.
You still have
call yourself
out, right?
What?
You've only used it, twice so far?
No,
You've used it quite a bit.
Yeah, I've got one left.
Okay.
Because since our first, the beginning of the adventure, it's been...
Yeah, but this is the first time we've rested.
Use it. Yeah,
okay. I think I get my rate right back.
We haven't had an actual legit rest since the beginning
of
the adventure.
I tell Argentine to hide.
Yeah, she's like, okay, where? Like, what do I do?
I tell her to get in the cage.
She's like, do we even know if something's out there?
yeah, I saw him.
Well, maybe my character's laugh shouldn't have been that loud.
She's
I
like,
laugh that
oh, she's
hold
like,
on a second, hold on a second. Let's do a perception check.
Okay. That's going to be 19 for me.
14.
16.
Or,
nope.
19.
14. 16.
None of you guys have noticed anything. You're just going off of what, Tenpenny, he roused you. She's like, I know I saw something, just hold on. And,
I'm gonna keep an eye on the door behind us.
Argentine is like, oh, fine. she opens the cage and she jumps in and closes it. Or she opens up the trap door.
And I go, buttercake time, fellas.
Oh, no.
She closed the...
I don't got no buttercake, but I do gotta go poop.
Yeah. So, she's like, I am hungry.
Oh, God. No. Why?
Come back, we'll explain it.
Why? No, you don't come back. Don't let him explain.
I want to know what that means.
It's only going to go worse.
Because you're a teacher and your knowledge is a quest.
I heard she plays these episodes for her students as lessons.
don't
That's her ethics class.
Yeah.
This is why you don't become a
God,
kid.
I need to unlink this from my Facebook. I'm not used to it.
I'm going to get fired.
My job encourages this sort of thing.
Yes.
It's
talking about Arno.
It's actually in the handbook. You have to start a podcast where you talk about Buttercup.
Yeah. Because first chapter is just like, can you
sorry, read those rations, but it's been sitting there for a while.
God, why?
All right, I thought it was fresh.
Why did this go down this path?
Go down the toilet?
This is not the path that I wanted to find again.
I'd find better things for him to bring up and talk about.
Past rule
okay,
edition for her.
Now, Ryan, compare and contrast. Third
is this
edition.
Willem?
Yeah.
Okay. And she's in the hole, so we'll just get her off the board.
Tenpenny runs up and is like, I promise, look.
No, don't open the door. Tenpenny, no. There's fire.
And I'm watching this door the whole time.
She, well, I guess.
Is she going to burn?
No. No, she knows the trap's there. She's not
okay. So, Ryan, what do you think is the biggest change between Pathfinder and D&D?
There's a lot.
Well, you have about 2 minutes.
What's the difference between Pathfinder and D&D 4th edition?
We're circling it 4th edition?
Yes.
No, 4th.
Oh, sorry, time's up. We'll come back to that.
My major thing is with 4th edition was the fact that you... There was, except until I had it way later, there was just no basic fighter. There's no, I'm just going to run up and swing a sword. It's just like, I have these abilities, and these encounter abilities, these daily abilities. And he didn't feel like a traditional fighter. Like
they all were
like
crazy magic shit, wasn't it?
Yeah,
like,
everything had
I'm going to thunder strike you and lightning bolt. Yeah.
You know, it's true, listening to Nerd Poker, because when they started, they were playing 4th edition, and there was a lot of that stuff,
and
I was surprised that
every
how many
time
had.
You level, there's like, you basically, you almost had to use a character builder and print sheets, otherwise you're just writing so many spells, and it's basically everyone was playing like a wizard.
Mm.
You had like a bunch of shit you had to keep track of, and our group ultimately came to the point where we just cut all the cards out, you put stick them in sleeves with magic cards and just, okay, I've used this ability. I'm going to either flip it or tap.
Yeah, we did the same thing.
Yeah. Now, I did like their multi-class system in 4th edition. Like, I had an awesome sorcerer cleric hybrid.
Mm-hmm.
But I enjoyed it when I played it, but since I've come and played Pathfinder, I don't know if I'll ever go back to it.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, if anyone's looking for, like, a collection of 13 4th edition books... Let us know. We'll
sell them.
Please
contact.
They released all the other edition books again.
That's funny. I bought.
And they're.
I bought maps.
Yeah.
2 minutes.
All right. So that was another corner.
Tenpenny kicks open
the corner. A lot of corners there.
Tenpenny kicks open the door, and standing out front just happens to be.
Your mom.
She screams. She's like, "Zos!" And,
why did you open the door?
And,
no!
Hey, man, Tenpenny's got her own intelligence, let me tell you. you hear,
I'm fairly certain this isn't going to end well.
You hear Izzo's scream. You hear Izzo's scream, something,
you don't get it for explaining.
In a language I'm fairly certain that you speak.
What's the language? Common Catfolk or Sylvan? I'm on it.
I know the languages. I don't think it's
a skull.
What is it?
Common.
What is it?
It's probably Fae.
I won't tell you unless you speak it.
Is it Plagueis?
Does anybody have languages?
Celestial, Common, Draconic, Elven, and Sylvan.
Does anyone have linguistics? You can do a check to see if you understand or at least recognize it.
I don't take those kind of stupid
languages.
Skills.
Yeah, you wouldn't do it. There's a couple spells that'll allow you to comprehend it immediately.
Oh.
You would have had to have.
Oh man, that was my dead guy that had it.
Yeah.
Wow.
But you hear
explosion.
Yeah, before you, what you guys can see is just this blue, fairly large creature. It's with wings.
Is it large?
It's kind of like a hat. No, it's medium, but it's just it has wings, so it looks.
Why do you want it to be large?
Because of his abilities.
Yeah, bonuses.
Our bonus is against Faye. What are you doing?
But
throw water on
it. Just freezer. But yeah, would that work if you dumped water in the cold?
Because it's cold outside.
Yeah.
Maybe it's cold outside.
Maybe it's cold outside. I really should stay. Oh, she dead.
Is she dead?
Is she dead?
No, she fell. You gonna paint her? Eric's began painting, so if you guys have free paint you want to send them, send it to P.O. Box 987-325 Ithaca, New York. What level are you?
10?
2?
In a class that doesn't get it?
Yeah, what is the advantage between an oracle and, like, another spellcaster? I guess I don't really understand what oracles are good at.
Oracles are, like, spontaneous.
So
they're basically
they're like
the divine version of a sorcerer.
What happened with that? So the door was open. What happened with the alchemist fire?
Oh, no, the tripwire's still there.
Oh.
It hasn't been tripped.
Oh.
The fuck is that?
I thought it was just, like, a bucket sitting up there, but whatever.
No, it's like a rope. Like, if you
bucket.
Trip over the rope, it falls
oh.
on you.
If that thing has popped up in front of me, I'm shooting it. I'm ready with an arrow. So.
You didn't notice.
I didn't notice.
I've been drinking.
Really?
Yes, we believe you.
And the 6 bottles are on you.
Wilhelm, does a 15 hit your AC?
Nope.
It probably is a stupid wizard.
Probably. Yeah, it does.
Okay.
Did
you take 5 points of damage, and suddenly from like your back, as you like stagger forward, and you turn around. There's just like this very strange,
almost dead guys,
gaseous form that seems to have struck you. And
Ron.
No, Ron's over here still.
Did you lose your pencil?
Everyone does get a round against Izzo's out there.
Okay.
You were aware of Zoe's, but you were not aware of the other.
Do I recognize it?
I am hurt.
Yeah, you recognize it as the thing that seemed to be in the trees earlier. At least you think it's
no,
the
this.
No, you're technically not aware of it. Willem is now because he got hit, but you're not aware
so
of it.
Did he, like, go out of existence?
If he's
behind
him, he should be right here then, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't know what direction he was facing technically.
The door?
No, I mean, he would have been down.
All right, because I'm going to probably shot an arrow and it's going to hit him instead of her.
You're here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because this is a wall. Yeah.
I can't see her through it?
Oh.
No.
But,
Tenpenny has announced,
yes.
essentially.
Oh, then yeah. Oh.
I can't remember which class is it?
Maybe it's somebody that got bit by
archer
a thing would
that
announce
can,
that.
Can, like, curve arrows around stuff?
Might be the Arcane Archer.
Okay.
Maybe the guy that got bit would announce that there's something else in the room.
Ow!
You got to, like, slam.
Something bit me!
Get down, help!
So you're not going to tell us?
What? No, yeah, I just did. What?
You just said,
ow!
You
what else? Your, what do you
did you stub your toe?
Like, yeah, they're like, oh, preppy kids.
Something else is here.
Oh, okay.
You probably
stood
up too fast.
I'm almost dead.
Okay, well, I'll just go counterclockwise just to make it simple, and then we'll roll initiative for actual combat. But Jiro?
Probably take a shot at it.
Okay.
Captain, what's his name with wings? And Miss Perfectly.
You're holding a carrot.
Snarfart.
Okay.
Sorry.
If I wanted to shoot an arrow,
which one? Yeah, the cat one. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not in combat technically, and there's enough space that I won't.
Well, hold on.
Okay. Are you gonna aim for the rope? You're gonna aim for the rope, aren't you?
Maybe.
So you want to do like immediate action if she, like, runs in?
Well, I guess I would hurt Tenpenny, and she's my best friend in the whole wide world, so I wouldn't want to do that. I'll just shoot a normal arrow at Dumb
Nuts.
Okay.
Tenpenny?
No, Zuzu or whatever. Zuzu's Petals, whatever her name is.
Zuzu's Petals.
Petals?
What?
That's a 24.
Okay, yeah, that's a
solid hit.
That is definitely a solid hit.
And it'd be 5 points of damage.
Okay.
Azuzu.
And I say, every time an arrow hits you...
You get all the bonuses added in there because of your face stuff?
Oh, yeah. Plus, okay, it's 7 points of damage.
So how would, just real quick, does favored enemy trounce damage resistance?
No.
Okay. So yeah, you see the arrow strike, but you,
fucking...
Yeah, oh, no, what?
So it's 7, not 5 now. Just to make
plus 2 to hit, plus 2 to damage, but it doesn't supersize it. Sees the star, that little still go on.
So it doesn't do any damage, like it looks like it just bounces off her.
Hmm? How much did you hit for again? 5?
7.
7 total, and...
With the fey thing.
With the fey thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, you see the arrow stick, but you're just like, okay, well, it seems like, you know...
It's going to take quite a little bit.
Right.
Okay, but it looks like she took some damage?
Yes. Like, you know, like when you pop a zit.
Oh, crap.
I put my... bow back, and I go, I should have never...
Well, I will, as a small hit, who took the cold iron longsword again?
I have a short... Oh, you think I gave it to you. Yeah, you have
it. Oh, okay, good.
And I have a plus one sword.
You got past the AC, that's what matters.
Of course, I have something standing in front of me, so I can't get to her. But I can't see it.
Well,
so
that thing probably doesn't like cold iron either.
I can't see it.
You can't see it?
Nope. I don't know why. It's standing right in front of me, but I can't see it.
I thought,
No, you can see it. I just meant as you guys, it wasn't like, it was, no one did, it was, it's, it got
no
a surprise round in. Yeah, exactly.
Oh. But now we see it.
Right. That's all. I thought you were doing like as your action, and rather than as though as you were attacking that thing.
Well, I was going to shoot at her, but he was going to get in the way, so he's going to get hit by it.
No, the only reason you can't shoot at her is because of the wall.
Stupid walls. What kind of world is this?
Wall right
yeah.
There. I didn't see that.
No, it got worn down. It's used. Been here a while.
We just got here, Dustin. We've only been playing for 50... Oh, we're almost
Willem, what would you like to do for your surprise round against the Zos?
Ask her if she wants to buy
do I get a surprise round against that goddamn thing that jumped on my back, or what?
No. No, that's... It came down the stairs. You were the first one there.
So you can't attack
it?
Oh,
you can't attack
it? That's odd.
What?
I think basically what he's saying is we were taking a round on it.
Yeah,
at the end of the round, that's when that technically happened.
Oh.
So you haven't been hurt yet?
Wait, I've been super hurt.
I'm confused.
I am too.
So has he already been hurt by that thing? Because then why can't he attack it?
Yeah. Basically what I'm doing is that he's... I mean, I could very easily be wrong here, but essentially, you guys got the surprise jump on Izzo's. You did not get the surprise jump on this thing.
Same thing.
Yeah. So essentially... What I'm going around is doing the surprise round action because Tenpenny alerted you to its presence. You guys know it's there before it was able to act. So you guys essentially, I'm giving you your surprise round on Izzo's, but this guy, no one detected. So after this, after you do this, initiative will be.
But after, so then if he takes a movement now, it's like that thing
he can move.
Attacked him, hasn't.
It's already hit him, but essentially because combat happens within like 30-second increments, like it's going on fast.
Well, I guess I just don't get like if someone hurts you, and then. Why wouldn't you be able to hurt back?
Yeah. No, I understand. I'm just going off of, essentially because he took its surprise round already.
I don't know, it just seems confusing.
So it already got, like, its advantage.
I guess another way to look at it is we were all preparing for that one.
Yeah.
So all our actions are prepared and ready for that
right.
one.
So yeah, I guess if you want to take it out of a sequence, we can do that damage that happened. After
okay.
everyone
that's kind of the problem that I was having.
Okay. Cause, yeah, because she screamed as her free action or whatever.
But then you want to be able to move because that's where the thing hurts him.
Yeah, if you want, I mean, like I said, if you want, we can take it to where it happens afterwards or.
All right.
All right, well, this is a nice lull.
Let's end the episode on that.
Yeah, unsurety.
Anti-cliffhanger.
We can call an episode. Huh?
What?
So I can't attack the thing that attacked me.
What?
But I can attack the thing in the Azuz or whatever, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you guys don't know what Zuzu's pedal is?
No.
It's Wonderful Life.
I guess.
Zuzu's pedal.
I don't have jack shit to attack with. And I already used my shield.
Throw the thing at her.
What, my staff?
No. Well, you can do that. I was That's thinking about throwing the weird creature at her.
I can't. He doesn't exist yet, I guess. I'm not sure what's going on with that.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of another way to explain it. I mean,
No, I get it. Just it doesn't, like, in reality, if something attacked you, even if you were preparing to attack something else, you want to be like, hold on a sec. I was about. You know,
I feel like
I mean,
you should you probably should have had like surprise after we got her surprise round on.
Yeah, cool as that. But,
So anyway, regardless, I
well, I mean, let's say
I'm
like,
just
going to
be defensive.
To attack his O's,
I am doing total
defense. What would you do?
I'm doing total defense right now.
Okay. Do you want to take your 5 foot step?
Yes, he does.
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right. So now, Zeresh.
Towards the Oracle. Healing guy.
Well. Honestly, I didn't know there was a wall there, so I don't know if he would be right there. I'd probably been over a little bit.
He probably would have been like. Right
well,
here.
I had my longbow. Because I have a compass at longbow. Yeah, I'd probably be over there.
Well, I don't think you'd be in front of me because I would have been there.
No,
I'd
probably be
over
here.
Oh,
you
guys are friends?
Oh, no, he has a gunslinger to his back.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't stand too close to her.
She doesn't have a gun anymore.
Can I shoot her then?
Yeah,
oh, what?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
you
weren't going to be
there.
No,
her. Yeah, yeah. If you weren't going to be over there, that's totally fine.
I really want it to be no. I really want it to come out that it's all killed with Heimlich.
Okay. Oh, yeah, for that. Well, what happened? Oh, something happened.
That is definitely hit.
Yeah, he doesn't quite know yet, though.
Now, what's going to be the real thing that set you off? The fact that. Zell killed him, or the fact that I told you wrong?
Yeah,
the entire group not revealed it.
Our whole relationship is built on
lies. If it did not work, I'll probably start the next round.
Well, not completely. I told you, too, if he died in an explosion.
That's true. He didn't lie.
Caused by.
Alright,
it was a lie by
now everybody do initiative, please.
97.
97. Oh, shit.
Initiative?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
What did, wait, what
two.
Did Jiro? Jiro didn't do anything.
He attacked
him. Yeah, he took a shot.
Oh, that's right. Just stop trying to shoot things.
What?
There's a chance I'm rolling at 20.
That's true.
Yeah.
But you're just wasting balls at this point.
I don't care. What is it? A goal? Five.
All right.
Oh,
no,
Mr. Rich Pants.
So goes, he buys
them. I'm keeping your dark night outfit.
Oh, but it looks so cute in it. Your little fur pokes out of it.
We're shaved.
Oh, man.
Jiro, what did you roll?
15.
Yeah, that's what I rolled, buddy. But I bet my dex is way better than yours.
Excuse me.
Has 19 dex?
Yeah.
So, alright, I'll put KCAT.
KCAT.
But Snarbark.
Willem?
Oh, I have 3. I had a very bad roll.
Wow.
Zeresh?
19.
Ooh,
fucking
ooh.
Thing on my back. God
rage.
Damn.
Are you going to rage?
I only got 2 left, so I didn't get my full night's sleep.
Yeah, we'll go back after this.
2 seconds. Let me find out this stupid initiative.
It's negative one.
Negative one, huh?
We're done. We're all going back to sleep. What's going on? We'll keep it out there.
What, now that we can kind of see this thing that showed up,
Yep, this is a normal combat round. You can totally, you can see that, and you
do I know what it is?
No.
I'm well
advised. Not without, it's, you know it's not a fae.
Okay. Is it a beast? Like a creature?
It is a creature, but it's not a beast.
Is it an animal?
I am not going to play 20 questions.
What kind of knowledge check do we have to do on it?
Would wild empathy do anything?
Well, at the risk of metagaming, I don't want to tell you what.
Okay.
I
understand completely.
Okay.
So you can't put wands in weapon thingies, huh?
Well, I'm trying to see what I want to do to her because I'm going to bring
ooh.
Up my sword, but I can't rage. I can't rush her because there's a stupid orc in my way.
And there's a trap, too, so be careful when you go up there.
That's true.
You could intimidate her to, like, rush you, and then she'll hit the trap.
I don't have that feat.
Okay,
it's called full protection until she comes to you.
Zeresh, it is your turn.
Oh, that's a good idea. Well, what do I see the little goober thing, too, right?
Yes. You do see the,
I am going to... Oh, here's what I do.
I mean, I can describe it to you guys. It's just, it seems like a, just like a... Almost like a tornado with arms.
The Tasmanian Devil?
Air elemental. I am going to...
Oh, is that a Tasmanian Devil?
No.
Yes. I would have said... I would have said yes to your creature. I've been like, yep, it's a beast.
Where'd it go?
Yeah, it's gone.
Yeah.
I think it went under the couch.
Yeah. Well, Eric lost his dice. Looks like the game's over.
No,
we only
have games on hold.
We only have one die between all of us.
At Eric because I was so excited about him.
4 hours later, after finding the guy.
You're not going to be really excited what I'm going to do.
I got...
I'm just the ref, man. I want you guys to succeed.
I am going to do a readied action.
Okay.
So what I want to do is, as soon as she walks in, I'm going to charge her.
Okay.
And rage, and all that other fun stuff.
Alrighty.
So basically that means I'm on hold, but as soon as she walks in, I get to go.
Okay.
And I'll have my longsword out, double-handed.
Excellent. Snarf?
Alright.
Snarf part?
Let's just say, for sake of argument, someone would like to run up, grab the alchemist fire, and then just like bat it into her face.
It would be like a. I'm assuming it was above the door, right?
Yeah.
And you probably had to like jump.
Yeah, I'm
to get it down.
I'm a little cat.
Okay.
I'm a little kitty cat.
So I would. Where are you at? Oh, you're black one. Okay.
Or like, what if I run up, I trip it, and then as it's falling, I like shove it in, I like bat it at her.
Jesus Christ! Because I think it dumps out.
Does it?
Yeah, I don't think from that height. I just imagine it was dumping out.
It was falling and like break. Is what it?
Okay.
Is
yeah,
what
it is. Touch of air, it catches.
Okay. I would. I'll do like a. Do like an acrobatics check, and then I'll do like.
I guess it would be like a.
I mean, it would be dex related.
So an acrobatics and dex.
Yeah, if you're gonna run in towards her like that.
And then what do I need to get?
And then it would have to be like a reflex save to get out of the.
Sweet.
I don't know, I feel like...
No, let's do that, because I have this thing where I can re-roll a reflex save once a day.
Okay. This would be cool.
Okay, sure, yeah. Okay. So basically, it's going to be three consecutive... Right.
So I run up, I trip it...
So for the acrobatics check to jump...
Jump and...
So give me a check for that one.
Eight.
That's enough, it's not like it's that high.
Okay, and then what...
You're doing just like, I don't know, I'm trying to picture what...
So I trip it, and then as it's falling, I jump up, and then I just like swing it.
I just feel like that's so many actions.
I swing it at her.
I mean, I want it to happen. Because
it's one really awesome action.
It's within your movement range, so I'm not worried about that.
Yeah.
But the jumping, and then the like...
Well, I don't even have to jump, because if I trip it and just wait for it to come at a certain height...
Yeah, what he's doing is basically he's hitting it. So if anything, he needs to do a hit to hit the bottle to get it to go through.
Okay. Yeah, I like that. So give me a d20 roll.
18 plus whatever you want me to put in.
Yeah.
I guess that hurt.
Yeah.
I think that's plenty high.
Yeah.
Okay,
and
so...
And then reflex to jump back.
Yeah, no, I don't think you could jump back, technically. I think you...
Yeah,
you really succeeded. You succeeded in what you're doing, essentially.
Okay.
I think.
Well, he could still do a reflex, but you're so close because it's a half type thing.
Yeah, because it's just that she's right on the
yeah.
Board,
we're in front
so
of
like you're
heat flame.
Yeah, it would have to be a reflex save for the alchemist fire.
Okay.
He wouldn't get the direct hit from it though.
That'll be a 22.
Yeah, I'm gonna guess you avoid that.
So you only get half of it.
Yes.
Okay.
And what is it? Is it D6?
D6. Does she get the burning condition?
Yeah, she will, yeah. Alright, so it's only 1 point of damage for you.
Okay.
I can handle that. I should light your fucking fur on fire.
Shiver?
I need to borrow your pencil. Otherwise, I would pause the...
Yeah, game. That was awesome. Awesome!
Yeah, and you hear like this other world like,
says
scream like...
Awesome! Why is like this cowering? Awesome! Something awesome's happening!
Awesome.
I know it!
Awesome.
Oh, and then also while I was doing this, when I kicked it, I go, ready. And then as I hit it, I say, aim. And then as it hits her, I say, fire!
God.
Three actions? Jesus.
And
Zerash is impressed.
That's a pretty good spot to end it, actually. We went a little bit longer this episode.
Okay. Yeah.
I think we can get to that name.
And next time,
yeah.
Next time we'll see if everyone survives. I'm sure you guys will be fine.
Yeah, hopefully. Oh, how much damage did that do to her? Just before we end up.
No.
Okay.
Yeah,
fair
I
enough.
No,
I didn't roll very high for the Alchemist Fire. So.
Still cool.
How fire reacts with damage reduction. I don't know if that counts towards that or not. But basically an element.
It's a good question.
Maybe we'll find out next time.
All right. Goodbye.
Hey, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. For more information, please visit our website at adventuresinpathfinding.blogspot.com. You can leave comments, tell us how cool we are, and keep up to date with new episodes. Thanks.